Going to be old-fashioned this morning and speak about the Ten Commandments. Field Marshal Montgomery once had to read the commandments out, and he started, "God spoke these words, and I agree with him." Shortly after God brought the people of Israel out of Egypt, God called Moses to the top of Mount Sinai, and he gave him the Ten Commandments, which God intended to be the original and moral absolutes for his people. And they're extremely important to God. He had a purpose. They offer us basic rules for behavior and for guidance into a life of holiness. They expose sin and tell of God's standards. And Western civilization has been built on these commandments. And we need to study them because we live in a society that desperately needs to be reminded of right and wrong. And as Christians, we should be influenced by God's word. Of course, you'll hear it said, this is now 2009. We don't need to go back to the Ten Commandments. But God wasn't just a God of the first century. A number of years ago, workmen were demolishing a church. The workmen had strict instructions to preserve anything they came across which was considered to be of value. And one of them noticed a slab with the Ten Commandments chiseled on. "Do we keep that?" he asked the foreman. And the foreman said, "No, we don't use those these days." And that's the view of many people, even some Christians, who say we don't need rules and regulations. They were written thousands of years ago in a foreign land, and they don't relate to our society. We don't need to be told how to behave. All you need is common sense. Unfortunately, sense is not very common. Without rules, chaos reigns, and you can't distinguish between right and wrong. Those, of course, have to be enforced, which is why we're in such an awful state in this country at the present time, when our police have given up enforcing many of our laws, and indeed are under encouragement to do so, and have been specifically told not to enforce any moral issues. Ours is a permissive society which doesn't like authority, and is completely influenced by the unbalanced human rights mindset. People can't be trusted to act responsibly on their own. We think of burdens and restrictions, but God gave us them because he loves us, not to be negative, and they're like an umbrella to protect us from the storms of life. When a child goes to university, a responsible parent will advise of all the things to be done and all the things to be avoided. Not because the parents want to restrict the child's freedom, but because they love them. And God loves us. Our world has forgotten these basic standards which God provided. Very few can name them. Test your knowledge when you get home. And without cheating, try and name them all. And those who do know them, treat them rather like an exam paper. Try any 4 from 10. But you can't do that. If you break one, you break the lot. If you have a chain and a link breaks, you don't say, "I've broken a link." You say, "I've broken my chain." And the commandments are a chain. Break one and you break the lot. But people want relative morality with no absolute so that they can adapt and change morality. It's considered to be old-fashioned to have religious instruction. But human nature doesn't really change. We have advanced technology, but people's vices are just the same. I am rather bemused when people start using the term old-fashioned in a rather mocking or smirking manner. In our new fashion society, we have the highest number of abortions in Europe, the highest number of teenage pregnancies in Europe, the highest rate of alcoholism, the highest rate of unsocial behaviour, and the only thing we are low in is church attendance. And since the abolition of capital punishment, murder has become just another common crime, some fashion. In Jewish homes, children are taught the Ten Commandments at an early age and learn them on their 10 fingers. They're encouraged to observe them. Many parents these days have no time to spare for their children, and yet the strength of the nation lies in the homes. If homes continue to break up and we've different lifestyles, our nation will be in great difficulty. And this moral deterioration is as great a threat as political and financial crisis, and it needs a spiritual and moral reawakening. A stable democracy needs a Christian moral code. Schools no longer teach Christianity, as the country's religion, often preferring to teach other faiths. They're taught all about sex from an early age, with particular emphasis now on alternative lifestyles. Consequently, our children are growing up without knowing any spiritual or moral truths. They live in a world which has rejected God's standards, and they're left without any security. When God told Adam and Eve what they should not do, he did so to test them to see if they would obey him voluntarily. And the original desire of Adam and Eve was to decide for themselves what was right and what was wrong. And the disaster of the human race is that ever since we thought it wisdom to take God's place and decide for ourselves how to behave. And if you take God out the picture, there are no universal basics. God's people have a responsibility to live under God's rule. God addressed these commandments individually. He said, "You shall not," and we're all responsible to him for our actions. God's laws bring security and peace as we recognize our duty to God, to parents, to society, to property, and to marriage. They enable a better social and community life to be obtained, and if they were generally recognized, there would be less unsociable behavior. God is a God of reason and tells us what he wants us to do and why. He teaches us cause and effect. The Ten Commandments presuppose sin, and God wants to make us better, and so his words point us to the cross. Jesus specifically endorsed the commandments and said they were to be kept. When asked what he considered to be the greatest commandment, he answered, "First, love the Lord your God, and then love your neighbor." And the law was given that we might go the right way, and it's like a mirror to show us what we really are like. But God is gracious and has provided his only Son to save us from the penalty of breaking his law. And Jesus followed the law perfectly so that we might receive perfection, giving us new hearts on which that law is written. People once put faith in politics, but the politicians have shown us how they can only look after themselves. No longer can we expect moral standards from them, especially when we're told by a government minister that we are now a secular country and not entitled to make the Christian faith our standard of reference, despite the fact that there is a pro-Christian majority. And of course, we have anti-Christian legislation produced. For too long, the liberal intellectual establishment have influenced and guided society into the moral abyss. And it's now time for the church and all Christians to demand the kind of society that God laid down. God spoke these words, and I agree with him too. Amen.